Finally, this hour, the sound of the future in California. The state is 36% Latino, and that percentage is rising. Latin music is evolving as musicians move back and forth from Latin America to the U.S. They're mixing regional musical styles from south of the border with American hip-hop and R&B. Corey Takahashi reports on the way multiple migrations are shaping music in California.
One of Eric Santero's earliest memories is roaming through Central America with his father, a singer from El Salvador.
I grew up with the what we call the Sonidero sound system DJs, where it would be flatbed trucks that would roll into town with a bunch of homemade speakers and microphones and turntables, and they would just plug into a generator and they would play at the little festivals in these mountain villages that I was living in. But for me, that was like the moment of revelation where I was like, wow, this is what I want to do with the rest of my life.
Santero's styles reflect the travel routes of his Salvadoran father and Guatemalan mother. They fled Central America during a time of civil war, natural disasters, and crumbling economies. His parents' goal was to get into the U.S. and stay there.
I was actually born in New York, but shortly after we were deported, so I grew up in Central America. It wasn't until many years later that we crossed the border back into the United States.
Cruda Cubense de Cuba! Pasa cruda! Santero!
Santero absorbed more musical styles while living in New York, New Orleans, and his current home, Oakland, California. He's part of a loose-knit and far-flung group of artists he calls Latin Sound Systems, a kind of new generation of the roving sonideros he loved as a kid.
I don't really believe in borders, whether they be musical or geographic or nationalistic.
This track, Agua del Rio, features Santero along with rappers from Cuba and R&B singers from the San Francisco Bay Area. And there's the unmistakable guitar styling of bachata. Bachata began in the Dominican Republic, but Santero learned about the style from Dominicans in New York City. It's just one of the multiple migration streams that can be heard in music from the Latin sound systems.
Sí, señores.
This is a DJ set made in Mexico by the artist and producer Chico Sonido. His real name is Raul Espinosa, and he launched his career in Monterrey. Now his dreams have taken him across the border.
I was like, I gotta be where things are happening, you know, so I moved to LA and I came to LA to continue my music, to keep on producing, to get more connected with people.
LA has given Chico Sonido's work a different flavor. One of his creations is this hip-hop cumbia track called A Bailar a Ritmo. But Chico Sonido says it can be hard to tell where the Mexican influence on his work ends and the L.A. influence begins.
Most of my new album I made here in L.A., so it feels pretty much like Mexico, like in the middle. You know, it's very different than, you know, New York City or other parts of the United States.
The music's pretty futuristic, but Chico Sonido and other artists hope to popularize older Latin styles too. Sometimes they do it with remixes of rare and forgotten songs or by playing those vinyl recordings at a special club night on the northeast side of L.A. One of the party's organizers, Imon Oregion, performs as DJ Lengua. DJ Lengua is Peruvian and Irish and has lived in the U.S. and Latin America. His personal migrations informed the sound of an increasingly diverse L.A.
As a lot of immigration has happened, El Salvador, Guatemala, Peruvians, Colombians, the world becomes smaller in that sense.
Music is meant to move to, but this is a scene where all the big moves happen before the first beat. For NPR News, I'm Corey Takahashi.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.